We covered your prayers this morning. We thank the Lord for this day. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We thank the Lord for independence. This is what they call the Independence Weekend. I thank the Lord for the independence that He give us. We can rely on Him, we can trust in Him, and we can relax in Him. Praise God. We have a word that we need your prayers. Pray for us every look into the scriptures. As I often say, that the word of the Lord will answer every problem. And it'll work out every situation. Amen. How many know there is salvation in the word of the Lord? How many know there is healing in the name of the Lord? How many know there is safety in the name of the Lord? We thank the Lord for all the above. He will do what He will do. My preaching topic this morning will be clear the weeds. Clear the weeds. Amen. Do you know it's easy to get weeds or wild weeds growing in your life? Amen. And it choke out the great pretty flowers. You know, the devil don't want nobody to make it. And it's his job to try to deter us and try to make things hard. But I'm here to tell you it's something that we must do. Sometimes we sit back and just rely on the Lord just to do everything. I believe there are some things that we need to do. Amen. It's just like a flower garden. Now, you go out there daily and sometimes weekly. You see the weeds. Yeah, come on, somebody. You see the weeds in that garden. Get them out of there. Huh? And we can think about it on the spiritual side. You see the weeds in your life. Huh? You see you not producing and you not showing no growth. And you just still trying to grow and you ain't trying to make it happen. I said it's something that you got to do. And that's the devil's job, to wind us up and tie us up and do everything to us to try to stop us. And I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, clear the weeds. Amen. I was out there. I'm a man, love flowers and love planting flowers and seeing it grow. And I took time this past week. And when I was looking at them flowers, the Lord was feeding my soul. And I saw those vines. It's some pretty, pretty flowers, pretty red flowers. I got about 10 of them in a circle out there. But then I looked at it, it wasn't so pretty. I said, man, look at all these weeds out here. Look at all this grass and all this wild stuff growing. And what that does, it choke the flowers from blooming and growing in its full potential. Amen. And I had to take time to get my hoe amen, and bend down, praise God, and start pulling those weeds out of the flowers. Amen, because they weren't growing because those vines was wrapped all around the flowers, and amen, and were choking it. I said, the devil is a liar. It got to go. I can't just sit there and let those weeds take over. It's something that I got to do. Praise God. And I'm saying that today in the fear of the Lord. Amen. We need to check yourself. You need to check yourself. Praise God. Amen. You got some weeds there you need to trim. You got some weeds that you need to cut. You got some weeds that you need to bend down and pull out of your garden. Amen. Amen. Let's look at it like that. We all are garden for the Lord. Amen. And one day, you know what the Lord going to do? He going to go out in his garden one day and he going to pluck you. Amen. And he going to pluck me. And he's going to call us on home to be with him. But I want to let you know when he look at me. I want to make sure that I'm walking the walk, praise God. I want to make sure that I'm living up to par. I want to make sure that everything is clean and everything is ready for the Lord. I remember a preacher, amen, and I call his name Brother Woodrow Warren. And I remember he preached a message, and I was a little small fella, and I never forgot it, praise God. They're in his town. I believe he was from Okmulgee, Oklahoma. Amen. And he said this man, every evening he'll cut through his yard and he have his hoe on his shoulder, praise God. And he's good. And he just wondering, Brother Warren said, I wondering where he was going. Every evening he got that hoe on his shoulder and it was cut through the cut. Come on, somebody. And Brother Warren looked at him and said, hey, where are you going? What you doing? He said, I got to go see about my garden. Amen. Amen. So Brother Warren said, okay. And so he went on to see about his garden. And then the next day or so, he back walking with the hoe on his shoulder. Going, come on, somebody, to see about his garden, praise God. Amen. So Brother Warren said, a few times, maybe he went 3 or 4 or 5 times, and Brother Warren said, you know what? Man, I know you probably got a beautiful garden. I want to go back there and see what you got. Praise God. So Brother Warren walked with him, amen, back there at that garden, and he said he looked. Praise God. Amen. It's supposed to be some collards or, amen, some beans or whatever, but the grass done growed up where you can't even see the collard plants. Come on, somebody. Amen. So much weed was in the garden. Amen. And he was expecting that the garden would be all weed out and weed free. Praise God. But Brother One made a point, and this is the point he made. Amen. That fella didn't put that hole and get the working back there. He didn't start taking that weed out. Praise God. He didn't start digging and working. He was just going back there seeing about the garden. Come on. But you got to work that hole. You got to start hoeing that stuff out. You got to start getting them weeds out of the place. Amen. Ain't no time to just go and see about something. Amen. It's time to get to work. So that's one of the point he was bringing. And I want to bring that same illustration this morning. Amen. It's time to get to work. Amen. It's time to clear. I said it's time to clear the weeds. Praise God. The Lord, how many know he's the inspector? He's the one that's going to look at our garden. He's the one that's going to look at our lives and see as we're growing. How many know when you serve the Lord, you got to grow, huh? Amen. And anything in the way, you got to remove it. Is that right? Amen. Move those weeds. Cut those weeds. Amen. 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 See, the weeds, like I said, they try to choke you. Choke the flowers where you don't grow. And see, and the devil likes that. He don't want us to grow no way, huh? Amen. And he wanna stop your spiritual growth from. He wants you to be stunning. He wants you to be at a standstill. But you let the devil know he might as well move out of my way. Amen. I'm not going to be in a standstill. I'm going to serve the Lord to the fullness. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. He wants to hold brakes on you. He wants to hold brakes on you. Don't let him hold no brakes on you. You get up and have joy and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get up and glorify God. Get up and run this race. Get up and have some joy. Let the devil know, you ain't going to bind me up. You ain't going to stop me. You're going to move out of my way. Amen. I said, clear it up, praise God. Look at your life. Sometime that fella that had that hole, amen, he just back there with it, just not even, yeah, he might be looking at somebody that's going and doing it. But you need to work out your own soul salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What that scripture, where the Bible said, the tares and the wheat grows together. But the Lord was what? He will do the separation. Amen. He know how to clean house. He know how to weed out. Praise God. Amen. So it's time. I said it's time to grow for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. After I pulled those weeds out of my garden from the flowers, all that vine wrapped up, then I looked back and I said, wow, oh, this looked beautiful. Looks good. I clear the weed. Do you know you will look good? You will look good for God. When the Lord look upon your life, he say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Oh, you look good. Keep up the good work, praise God. Amen. But we live in a time now where people's, you know, just giving up and throwing the towel in, and amen, ain't trying to make it, but I'm here to tell you, let's get serious about our growth in God. Amen. Because I want to be more and more like the Lord, huh? Amen. I want to let the devil know he ain't going to stop me on my journey. I mean, sister, I ain't going to let nothing. I said I'm not going to let nothing here hinder me. Amen. We are not going to let nothing here hinder us. So keep up. Keep moving. Praise God. Spiritual growth. Growing in the Lord. Flourishing. Prospering. Amen. When the Lord look upon us, we want him to look upon us and say, that's my child. Amen. He's living a holy life. He's doing the will of the Father. Let's turn 1 Corinthians now and see what the words say. I'm trying to get us to grow. Praise God. Let us all say fertilizer. Amen. You know, a lot of times when your plants and your flowers and stuff don't grow quickly, sometimes you have to put some, let us say, fertilizer. Amen. That'll make stuff grow and grow more healthy. Praise God. How many know Jesus? He is the fertilizer. Amen. We need more of Jesus and less of other stuff. We live in a time folks got their mind on everything else, but they don't have the mind on Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now let's see what the words say here. 1 Corinthians, amen, the 15th chapter, verses 58. The Bible said, therefore, it's time to grow, so to speak. Now he talked to us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, I want you to grow. I want you to be steadfast. I want you to be unmovable. I want you always, not sometime, amen, not every now and then, but always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. It's time to produce some stuff. Praise God. You can sit around here to Jesus come and talk about how holy you are and all how close you are with God. But I'm here to tell you where your action, where your fruit Is there any fruit on the vine? Is there any results? Praise God. Amen. We live in a time now where we got a lot of religious people. And amen. Everybody go to some church, so to speak. But I want to tell you, do you know the man? Do you know the Lord? Is he growing in your life? Are you still the same old person year in and year out? Sunday in and Sunday out. Ain't making no progress. Ain't no growth, praise God. You studied. You the same things for years, and you ain't moved up. You ain't producing. Come on, somebody. Amen. And you know why you ain't producing? Because you letting the weeds to take over. Huh? Come on, somebody. I said we got to clear the weeds. Amen. If you ain't got nothing else with this summer, you need to clear the weeds. You need to sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around somebody else. A lot of times that's why your weeds ain't clear. Amen. Because you're trying to clear somebody else's weeds. Amen. Work in your own garden and clean yourself up. Make you a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. I don't want you just to walk around with the hoe on your shoulder. I want you to get that hoe and start digging and start working and get cultivated and get the weeds out. Come on, somebody. That man that was looking at his garden, he didn't work. We got to work while it's day. Amen. We got to work with fear and trembling, praise God. Amen. We don't have no time of ease, just ease in Zion and just lolly-dolling around. It's time to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. So that's what this word is teaching us this morning. It said, be ye steadfast. Amen. Steadfast is being you progressing. You ain't letting nothing move you. You ain't letting nothing stop you. Praise God. You ain't letting nothing hinder you. Come on, somebody. I said, be ye steadfast and unmovable. Praise God. Amen. And always, not every other Sunday. Come on. Not once a week, not once a month, but always abounding in the work of the Lord. Do we have any workers in the house? Praise God. Amen. You know, we're living in a lazy age now. Folks don't want to work. Amen. Praise God. Even a homeless person, that some of them don't want to work. They's out there with the can for the jingles for you to put money in. I have asked a homeless person. I said, bro, I said, I need you to help me. I got a ditch to dig. Nope. Amen. I want to work. First thing they say, how much you paying? I said, how much you want me to pay? They'll give you a price too. They'll give you a price. The last time the person told me, he said, I want $10 an hour. I said, wow. I said, you homeless? I said, you ought to be able to take whatever anybody give you and be satisfied. You out here begging. But I tell you one thing. They got a cell phone. Huh? They got a cigarette, pack of cigarettes. Amen. I saw one standing right beside Bojangles. Every morning he's there from can to cank. One day I went in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom. He had a roll. I mean a roll, thick roll. And it was one. And I'm looking at him, counting them, counting all that money. I said, wow. I said, man, you got a lot of money. Yeah, man, I make this every day, he says. Hey, I'm going out there and running second shift now. Now you see what kind of world we're living in. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Go get your J-O-B. Go get your job. Amen. Get off the corner. Quit concern about hand out and start having hands up. Lord, help me do what I need to do. But you know that same spirit, Sister May,
That same spirit works in congregations and churches. That same spirit. Folks don't want to work for the Lord. Huh? Don't want to live a holy life. And then even natural work. Natural work, when you got work around the church. Come on, somebody. Work days, amen, is very scarce. You may don't have a lot of people for work day. But just say you're going to have a cookout. We're going to have some good fish and chicken. Praise God, you even get the neighbors to come in. Come on, somebody. That's the kind of world we're living in. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, let's be up and doing. Let's work for Jesus. He's a good boss man. He'll pay you, amen, to the fullness. Amen. Whatever you need, he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. Amen. He's always present. He's always there. Wouldn't you want to work for a man like that? Amen. I've been serving this man for going on over 50 years. This man never failed me. He never lost a battle. He never, amen, didn't produce and what he said he gonna do. And when you talk about man, man a failure. Man have failed me. Man have promised me things. Man has said what they and don't do much or nothing. But bunch of promises. Praise God. But I'm so glad. I feel like clapping right now. I said I'm so glad. God will be your friend. God will be ever present. God will be there when everybody else leave you. He said in his word that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Amen. He's there to help you. Amen. If you need some help, praise God. Sometimes people need some help in their gardens. Amen. Sometimes you need some help, praise God, to help you get those weeds out of your life. I'm so glad God is right there. Amen. To assist you, praise God. He's right there ready to help you in the nick of time. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know where you stand with God. I don't know, amen, if you're saved. I don't know if you're unsaved. But I'm here to tell you, if you got weeds in your life, amen, if you got, amen, weeds growing up around you and that choking out the word of the Lord, that choking out the greatness of God, you need to come for prayer and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to be there with me. And the Lord will do just that. How you know, Pastor? How you know, Brother Jerry? Amen. Amen. Because I called on him. And he's always there to help me, praise God. So I'm here to tell you, it's no fault but yours. Amen. If you just being neglected, if you just being lazy, I don't know what your problem is, but I want to tell you all, in the fear of the Lord, it's high time to be a real child of God. It's high time to walk this thing. You can talk about it. You can sing about it. You can jump about it. But it's time to live this thing. Live it to the fullness. Praise God. Get it right, church. And let's go home. Praise God. So I'm very thankful this morning. Amen. That the Lord can help us to be steadfast. He can help us to be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We don't want your labor just
wasting time. We don't want your labor to be in vain. So you need to work. I say you need to work while it is day. You need to work while you are able. Praise God. Night gonna come. Do you know, church, night is coming when no man can work? Praise God. That's why I want to make sure, amen, when the Lord come, I don't want to have to do no cleaning. I don't want to have to do no weed clearing. I want to make sure that everything is pleased. Everything is right in the sight of the Lord. Now let's turn over here to James, praise God. I'm trying to get us ready, church, because the Lord is soon to come. All right, James, praise God. James, the first chapter. Amen. And let's read at that 21st and the 22nd verse. Amen. Let's see what that says. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says, wherefore. Now take this instruction, children of God, saints of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Praise God. Brother Bruner used to say, where is Mr. Doer? Amen. Where Miss Doer? Amen. I hear a lot of talking, but who doing the will of the Lord? Who's following, amen, instruction? Amen. Who living godly lives? Praise God. Amen. You see people today, they rude. They got bad attitudes. They need attitudes adjustments. They overtalk. Amen. But you're saying, I'm a child of the King. Quit embracing the Lord. Amen. Don't say you're a child of the King when you're living like the devil. Huh? Amen. There's a difference. There's a big difference. Praise God. I want to follow the Lord procedure. And that's why we all must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because the only thing you're doing is deceiving your own selves. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. It said, for if any be hearers of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh, come on, amen. I like to say, look in the looking glass. You got to examine yourself sometime. Don't just always take for granted that you all right, because sometimes you can be all wrong. Huh? But it said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hello in here. I want to tell you, I want to be blessed. Amen. I want the Lord to look upon me and say, well done, Brother Jerry. Amen. You live a productive life. Praise God. You kept the weeds out of your garden. Amen. You cleared all the things that could beset you and stop you. Praise God. You didn't allow nothing to hinder you. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, that'd be a sad day. Praise God. We live, save all this life. And then when time for departure, amen, the Lord will say, depart from me. I don't even know you. Huh? Ain't that kind of sad? Some he may say, I know you not. But I don't want him to say neither. I want him to say, well done. Amen. Well done. thy good and faithful servant. I love that word, well done. I love it so good when I go in the steakhouse. They say, what kind of steak you want? Well done. Sometimes people don't understand what well done is. I say well done, and it's well done on the side it bring you, the side that you look at. But if you just turn it over, man, it's burnt. I said, hold on. Let's go again with this one. I said, it's burnt to be here. Amen. I can't eat that. I don't like the taste burnt taste. Oh, well, then, you need, one lady said, well, you need medium rare. No, I don't. Medium rare being that it's red in the inside. I don't want to see no red, then I have to leave the table. Not on the steak. Amen. I don't want to see nothing red. But I like well done. And that's what the Lord likes. He likes well done. He's going to speak that to you. He's going to speak that to me. If we live in that well done life. Praise God. You can listen to the pastor till Jesus come. I'm looking at you all. I'm looking at all y'all in here. And y'all looking so pious. Y'all looking so holy. Looking so sincere. But nobody, the Lord weighs the hearts. He knows how you stand with God. He knows you if you're missing some things. You need to have an up-to-date salvation, and you're not where you really need to be. Amen. You still got some weeds that you see, and you still walking over it and just think it's going to be all right. These inspectors sometimes that inspect food and inspect your homes, and amen, sometimes they'll throw you some good news and let some stuff go and say, oh, yeah, you need to do that, but that's all right. But God, and we're getting ready to read this, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I therefore beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Let us all say acceptable. Unto God. And I'm here to tell you, he don't just accept anything. He don't put his approval on your life unless you're living it in fullness. You doing everything that the requirement of the Lord. Now USDA, all the meats got to go through the USDA, all that beef and pork and chicken and all that stuff got to go through the government, and they got to approve it for it be sold to the general public. And sometimes they'll put that USDA stamp. Sometimes that bad meat. I have got it before. It looked pretty and red. Ooh, it looks pretty and red. They can make anything look red, but the meat ain't really red. It's just what they put in there to make it red. Take time and cut into that meat and open up. The red is on top, but it's just brown in the middle of the meat. And take time. The Lord gave you a nose with two holes. Take time and sniff and smell it. You don't hardly want to give it to your dog. But you ain't got to worry about the Lord. He gonna do things right. He gonna make sure that it is approved, and he gonna make sure it is acceptable unto the Lord. Let's turn over there. That's coming from Romans. Amen. Let's turn to Romans 12. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, Romans 12. All right, somebody get it right quick. Romans 12, verses 1 and verse 2. And what did that say? You know what beseech mean? I beg you. Lord has said, I beg you, therefore, brethren.
By the mercies of God.
By the mercies of God.
That ye present your bodies.
A living sacrifice. A dead sacrifice.
If you
Come on, somebody. It said a living sacrifice. Praise God. Amen. See, back in the law, they did dead sacrifices. Now he wants you to, amen, present your body a living sacrifice. Praise God. And what else? Holy. First of all, I want you to be holy. Amen. What holiness means? Living a pure and clean life. Present your body holy. Not just out here using your body, doing this and the other, but your bodies need to be holy. Amen. For your own husband. Come on, somebody. Read on.
Acceptable unto God.
I like that. That's what I like. Acceptable unto God. Amen. In other words, he has to accept us. He just don't accept anything and anybody unless you live in a godly life. Amen. High men and no raggedy living will not pay. Amen. In and out salvation. One day you in and most of the time you out. Up and down with like a reel. One day you up, you on fire, you, amen, just, oh, I mean, really just enjoy the greatness of the Lord. And the next day, amen, we can't find where you're located. Lord ain't gonna accept that kind of raggedy living. You got to be persistent. You got to live a holy life 24, 7 days, 365. You ain't got no sleeping time. You ain't got time to be lazy. Well, yes, we're living in a lazy age now. I just said about folks that want to work, but I don't mind working for the Lord, and I don't mind working for my family, I don't mind working for you all. I'm a people person. We all got to be a people person. Helping people. Pointing them to a better land. Letting them know God can. I don't care what your life, how bad your life may seem. You may seem like it just tore up. But I'm so glad we got a big God that can fix it up. Huh? Oh, yes, he can. Read on now, sister. Acceptable. What you say? Start back over. Give me the thought.
Okay. Holy, acceptable unto God.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service.
It's just reasonable for you to do that. It's just reasonable. You ain't doing nobody no favor. It's just reasonable for you to live right. The Bible said the whole duty of a man is to do what? Fear God and keep his commandments. That's why we was created. To live a holy life. That was the purpose of Jesus dying on Calvary's cross. To save people from their sins and not in their sins. Amen. And then you got people walk around here and act like you got to sin more or less every day. Well, if that's the case, the Lord dying on the cross would have been in vain. And he ain't gonna have this Bible compiled with these holy scriptures in here and don't give us grace and strength and ability to live it. Amen. I hear people say, I can't live no free from sin life. I used to didn't agree with them, but now I agree. I say, you can't. You can't live it. But God can. You get God in you. See, you can't do it on your own. It takes the Lord in you. Amen. Like that song we said, Jesus in me. That song. It takes Jesus. And then you will be able to talk like Paul. You be able to speak like Paul. And Paul said, I can do all things. Huh? Do you believe that, church? I can do all things. Not by myself, not with myself, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthened thee. I can't not walk without the Lord. I cannot talk without the Lord. I cannot preach without the Lord. I can't do anything is take the Lord all the way. Praise God. So when you do it the Lord's way, then he will accept you. Amen. And then you're in good hands. Somebody say, are you in good hands with Allstate? I don't know about that because I had to close Allstate and get me Nationwide. Amen. But I know you're in good hands with the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. I can vouch for that. Amen. You're in good hands with the Lord. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm getting excited up here talking about what God can do. I'm tired of hearing people talk like the Lord is a disabled God. He ain't a functioning God that can do things. Yes, he can. What that scripture you quote, sister? He can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. According to the power that worketh within you. You got to have that power. Why you think we sing that song so often? 4:68, send the power down. Amen. That's took the power to get us out of bed this morning. Took the power of God to walk us in this church this morning. And you're going to take the power of God to take you back to your destination this morning. We got to have it. Send your power down, Lord. Amen. Read what we don't, sister. Now, this is good advice. Y'all listen here. Be not conformed, to this world. Bible already told us, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. The love of the Father is not in you. So, we can't be worldly and trying to follow what people is doing. You know, the world is the people. You know, you can't go along with what you see. You can't even go along with the government, what you see. You can't go along with the president, what you see. Because he ain't seeing like this word saying, amen. I ain't going along. I follow the word. And I listen to the King. Amen. And my King is the King of Kings. Amen. Them little kings that way. But my King is the King of Kings. And he is Lord of Lords. And he is in charge. This King here is my protector. This King here is my father, my mother, my sister, and my other brother. My leader. This King leads me each and every day. I can't even walk unless I get his right of way and his direction. See? When I get up in the morning, I just don't plan my own schedule. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Sometimes the Lord changed me numerous of times. I have my own mind, like, I want to go do this. But the Lord said, you know what you need to do? You need to go to the hospital. I was sitting in my chair last Sunday. And there was a person text me. And their young daughter was in the hospital. And I said, we'll be praying that the Lord work a miracle. After I got through Texas, the Lord said, go to the hospital. I said, we'll be praying. The Lord said, go to the hospital and pray. What did I do? Put my recliner in reverse where I can just lay back and sleep. But I lift that recliner up like this and plant my feet on that floor and put my shoes on. Come on, somebody. And I'll follow the law procedure. It's just that close. When the Lord tell you to do something, you do it. Because when we call on the Lord to do something, we want him to do it. And it ain't fair to God for him doing everything for you and you ain't doing nothing for nobody. But you're a child of the King. You, amen, you're a saint of God. Those older folks back in the day, they love to talk about the saints of God. We are the saints of God. They talk about it so much, I be thinking they talking about the coffin. You saint of God. I thought they were talking about the sink, the coffee that's called sink. So what is it? What's that coffee? I don't drink it. Huh? That's right, sink and coffee. But anyway, but we can talk about and call people sink of God, sink of coffee. But if you ain't living that, that's what matters. I'm trying to get through that scripture. I see my daughter looking at me, Daddy, when are we going to get finished? When the Lord says so. Amen. Therefore, my brother, I present you a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be what, sister? But be ye transformed. What did transform mean? Change. Be ye changed. We can't be like the world. We got to change. I ain't just talking about putting on a long dress, amen, and a hat on. Men put on them suits and praise God. But change, I'm talking about a change of heart. Amen. Your nature changed. You ain't that same God that gets so angry where you hurt people and talk bad and act up. But you're a child of the Lord. You're a child of God. You're a saint of God. How many know words are cheap? Who's up high and look low? Lord, see you over there. He see you over there, Pastor Lennon, over there on Highway 55. Do you walk the same walk like you do when you come to church? My sweet daughter back there, he see you over there in Greenville. Greenville, South Carolina. Brother Curtis, he see you over there in Orange County, Hillsboro. Take it high. Sister MacDonald, I don't know if it's Burlington or Evil Maven, but I think it's Burlington. He see you up in Burlington. The pastor can't see you, but the Lord sees you. He sees us all. So we got to make sure. Sister May, you're not exempt. You right here in this town. I know where you live. He see you up there, Club Boulevard. Brother Daniel Ludgate Drive. Sister Kendra, 55 Highway, a half a mile from where I live. Not only God see you, I've been seeing you too. Look at God. I don't wanna play the hypocrite role. I don't care where I'm at or where he see me. I wanna make sure I'm walking the walk. And I'm talking the talk. I want to make sure that I'm pleased. So there we go again. Let us all say, well done. Amen. I ain't telling nobody to eat a steak like me. For you know how you want to eat your steak. But if you invite me to a steak dinner, make sure I don't see no pink. Well done. Finish right up, sister.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
See, when, amen. See, when you change, then you may do what? Prove. What is that good?
Acceptable.
And perfect. Wow, did it say that? Perfect will of God. Wow. May God bless you this morning. Amen. I hope I got you on fire. Y'all done went and saw them fireworks last night. Amen. Now let this firework, let the Holy Ghost fire start working in your life. Amen. Let it sparkle and let it shine. And amen. Let it attract America. Amen. That's what is real true freedom is. It's freedom in the Lord. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for freedom. Amen. May God bless you, pray for us, and may heaven smile upon you.